is. As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Hello and welcome to Consider This. Joe Clark, Sherry Kontos, and others. You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of the show. You can find the information from the show on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, iTunes, and various other places. Obviously, we're here weekly on WILO from 4 to 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings on Shine 99 between 10 and 11 a.m. Consider This really is a show that's much more than just the weekly headlines. We work together to try to give you insights and directions into things that you may want to consider about your financial lives. And the questions come in many directions. You can always reach us on Twitter, hashtag AskBigJoe. And, of course, you can email us your questions. Consider This, that's all one word, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We break the show down into what we call five critical financial elements. One, always begin with the end in mind. So we start with retirement income. Where is the money going to come from to maintain your standard of living? Number two, then, is the tax plan that needs to be done each and every year before the end of the year. Three is the investment policy statement. What's going to keep you from getting caught in a downturned market without paying attention, without having discipline to how you want to respond? Fourth is life happens. It's the good and the bad and ugly of life, the things that we just normally see that take place. Last but not least is the legacy plan. Everything that we do is all about your life after work. That's the name of our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. We want to take what's going on in the world, keep you abreast of changes that matter. Sure, it's always fun to talk about markets and headlines, but what we really want to do is give you things to consider. So as I said, shoot us an email, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. Enjoy the show and keep in touch. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. Over the past 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share with you that process that we use to protect over 700 families and more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry 2 weeks before the crash in 1987. I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and a trust advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the IRS. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 or consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show. If you're new to the show, this is not a headline show. What we try to do is to give you interesting thoughts and strategies, better ways for you to understand your money. We do manage money for a living. That's what I do, and I'm a certified financial planner, so I'm trained to talk about it. But we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. For some of you that are out there who do want to worry about it, we're trying to give you a base or an education for you to have a better understanding of how your money works. And if you were in the office, I would walk you through a process that is very similar to getting on an airplane, going on a journey. One of the things that we always start with, Sherry, is people's financial vision, mm-hmm. A non-quantifiable, and so it's a qualitative statement, meaning there's no numbers, of where you want to wind up, what your vision for your future financially really is. It becomes kind of like the guiding light to help us know where it is you want to to go. And then we explain money by reminding you that most of us will go through three very distinctive parts of that journey. And it's no different than going to Indianapolis and getting on an airplane. When you first get on the airplane, the plane is on the ground and you're getting yourself situated, getting your iPad or whatever it is out, your book to read. They're giving you coffee.
Yeah.
But you're getting situated. Eventually, they're going to take off. They're going to get to 30,000 feet in the air and they're going to ding the thing. And so you can go to the restroom and you can walk around if you need to. They're going to fly level, hopefully without any turbulence. And then eventually they're going to land the plane, hopefully safely.
Yeah.
Now, to me, to you, to the other passengers, nothing has really changed in this journey. We just wound up in a different location, hopefully somewhere sunny and warm. But we just wound up in a different location. For us, there was no difference. Now, if I told one of my few pilots, you know, that drive the big birds for American and other, if I told them that they did nothing different in each of those three stages,
they would
be incensed. The other two would just say, Joe, you're ignorant. You know, they've got very complex things that they need to do. And my friends, you need to understand with your money that you are going through three very complex periods of time as well. And for most individuals, whether they're 18, 45, or 75, they tend to look at statements the same way. And and what I've got to teach you to do is to understand it needs to be in an entirely different way. When you're loading the plane, we call that accumulation. And your top two goals in accumulation, very, very clearly, are saving the right percentage of your income. Right. The younger you are when you start, the lower the percentage can be and you'd be OK.
Yeah.
Saving the right percentage of your income. The second then is building tax diversification. You need money in all size of accounts. So you need money that is in a tax deferred situation, money that is tax free, which would be the Roth IRAs. And then you need money that's after tax. You've already paid taxes on it. So it's money that you can access anytime you want. Eventually, you're still saving. But the amount that you've already accumulated is now so much larger. The baby, the nest egg, if you will, is much larger than what you're saving. And at that point in time, you've reached this thing called preservation.
Right.
Preservation, it's the only time, and please hear me on this, it's the only time when average return matters. And you were there beginning, middle, and end. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the average didn't even matter.
Yeah.
So, Sherry, when you come into the office, one of the things that drives me insane is we go through this test that's all about risk tolerance. And
with your clients.
Yes. And my paraplanners go through that with you so that you're aware of what your risk tolerance is and we're aware of what it is. And here's why I don't like it. My experience, 28 years, I guess, now of doing this is if you buy a stock for 50 and it goes to 100, you don't call that risky.
You don't call that risky.
If you buy it at 100 and it goes to 90, that's risky, right?
Yeah.
And so when we look at it from that perspective and understand that, it makes it a little bit harder on me. But here's why it is important. Here's why I let people go through that exercise. In that preservation stage where you're still saving, but you're not using your money and you've got that nest egg build up, you have to have the discipline to be able to go through the thick and thin parts of the market. You just have to.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that discipline, if you've bitten off more than you can chew, or if you become willy-nilly and just jump around a bunch of different strategies, thoughts, you know, et cetera, you just get yourself into trouble.
So let me ask you a question. Risk tolerance. I mean, sometimes people think of that as just whether a person's adventuresome or not. And it's not that really. It's what can you tolerate?
Well,
you literally can tolerate.
Yeah.
Stand to lose the money.
To thine own self be true. Not lose the money, but manage to endure through the volatility.
So it's not just your emotional state. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. When people come in and talk to you about risk tolerance, you're not just trying to assess how emotionally they handle the ups and downs. You also have to look at their financial situation.
Yes, that part is true,
okay.
but it can often be misleading, right? So most people will come in and they're, you know, 70 years old and they'll say, well, now that I'm not working anymore, I can't afford to take as much risk. I can't afford to lose it because I don't have as much time to get it back.
Right. Exactly.
So, and the SEC and everybody else would agree with them. When Barb's grandmother passed away at 98, I had 70% of her money in equities.
Okay.
Okay, now just think about this. At 98, if she hadn't spent the money already, good chance she really wasn't going to go into, right?
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
At that point in time, you know, the market was doing well, CDs were very, very low, not quite as low as they are today, but they were very, very low. Yeah. Which one would my in-laws have rather inherited? Right. And, you know, would you rather have the appreciation that's in the that have been in the equity environment? Money is a tool to be used.
Right. So most people wouldn't have done that.
No, they
most
wouldn't.
Most people would have had.
And in fact, if I was a broker, if I sold things where I didn't act as a fiduciary, if I sold things, I would have gotten in trouble from the compliance department to say
really?
That. But grandma was very, you know, very coherent, knew exactly what was going on. And
she was,
you know,
okay.
And the conversations there, she understood how money worked and why it was there.
Yeah.
Now, in 2008, well, I mean, you can even go to now. You know, I'm 49 years old. Mm-hmm. I understand this stuff pretty well. And I will tell you that my 401k today is imbalanced. It's not in growth. It's not an aggressive growth. It's imbalanced because we're in a different economic environment. So it's not just a function of time.
Yeah.
But what I couldn't do is go from aggressive growth to conservative to balanced. That's where that discipline really has to stay in and to be very, very bright about what's going on. Now, where this gets tricky, my friends, is eventually you're going to land the plane.
Yeah.
And that's when you have to know where you can pull money out, how you get money out of the account, what percentage can you take and not worry about running out. And it becomes very, very challenging for people at this stage to be able to figure out, you know, what's going on and how their money really works, and what it is they need to be paying attention to. And I'm a checklist nut. If you've ever listened to the show, you know, Checklist Manifesto, it's a great book. You ought to read it. One of my top five of all times. And, you know, write down those checklists for each of those three phases. So Sherry, if you're listening to this show, what your number one thing to do is to first figure out where you are on the journey.
What phase are you in?
It's not uncommon to have 45, 50 year old people show up here,
right?
And really have not done most of the things that they needed to do in the accumulation mode. And meaning there's no tax diversification. In some cases they've saved plenty of money. But we've got many people with more than $1 million that are all in tax deferred, right? We've got people with, you know, $200,000 that's in Roth IRAs. They've converted everything. What we really want is a mixture of those things, of tax diversification across the way. And, you know, in all fairness, if you had to pick one, tax-free is going to be better than any of the others.
Right.
But still, the opportunity to be able to make decisions, whether it be gifting or, when, you know, can't gift Roth money, right? The decision to be able to make gifts, to be able to write off losses where they exist, you know, you need to be able to use all three of those areas. And we have to go back sometimes and help people begin to rebuild it.
Sure.
One of the challenges, one of the things that we're going to get to in this next segment, and one of the mistakes that we get into, we're going to talk about reading your statement. And one of the differences at the Financial Enhancement Group that exists anywhere else that I know is the front page of your statement is a pie chart, just like you've seen all over the place.
Right.
But that pie chart is actually a tax pie chart. Huh. And it shows what percentage of your money is taxable, what percentage is tax deferred, and what percentage is tax free.
That's good.
Because we have to know that. I think that it is simply wrong that I send you a statement that says you've got $250,000, but it's all in an IRA or it's all in a 401k. That needs to be broken out so that you truly understand how your money's working and where it's going. You are listening to the best of Consider This, put together over the last few years of this show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along.
We are.
You know, I've been in the radio, newspaper writing business not quite as long as I've been a financial planner.
Not quite, but
this is year 29 in the industry, and it's over 21 years for radio and for newspapers and things like that. So I've got to meet a lot of people in the industry. One of the gentlemen that I will tell you this, when I write the column for the Herald Bulletin that gets picked up in a lot of places, and you can find it on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, one of the challenges is you have 500 words. And
right.
Then you're done.
And only 500.
One of the challenges I have on radio is I have 9 minutes, and then we take a break, and then we get to do it again. So you can't cover everything. But Jason wrote an article that said, hey, in his opinion, and he does a pretty good job, in his opinion, these are the 19 things that you should ask your financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree. I think he left. I think he I disagreed with two of the questions.
Really?
And I think he left one out. But go ahead, Sherry.
Okay.
You can start.
Are we going to go through all 19 or just the 10?
Hopefully we'll get them done.
All right. Number one, are you always a fiduciary? And will you state that in writing?
Absolutely. It's everywhere on our website. Totally agree, Jason, with that. It is my job legally to treat your money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. We sell nothing.
Okay. Number two, does anybody ever pay you to advise me? And if so, do you earn more to recommend certain products and services?
No, we do everything in-house. So my CFA, my chartered market technician are both on the team. We do not get paid a dime by TD Ameritrade, which is where we custody our money.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody has any ability to influence us. And in fact, my CFA, Adam Harder, is going to get to go to the New York to be on the stock exchange and ring
really?
The opening bell.
No way.
And a company is offered to pay the flight and the housing and all of that. That may sound okay in your world. It is not okay in ours.
Wow. Well,
he is certainly going, but we are writing the check.
Good for you,
well,
by the way.
Rules
okay.
are rules.
Yeah. Number three, do you participate in any sales contests or award programs creating incentives?
None.
I figured.
You have to sell products to be able to do that. And we're totally independent. So yes, do we have, do we celebrate with our team? Is it paid for by our team? Yes.
Okay.
We don't do that with anyone else.
Okay. Will you itemize all your fees and expenses in writing? That's a big one.
And I don't even know where that came from, because if you're fiduciary, that has
to
be there.
It has to happen.
And
I know. But
it's in our ADV part two, and it's very, very clear. And all of our returns, anytime we show them to anybody, are net of all fees and expenses.
Okay. So, but let me ask you this, Joe Average Public, is it going to be understandable?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because sometimes it's not. Sometimes
There's a neat little application called Hemingway that I use for my newspaper articles to make sure that sentences are clear and understandable and what grade level is required to be able to read it.
That's
and
cool.
We use that for a lot of different things.
Okay. Are your fees negotiable?
No. They are once you go above $3 million. I have to treat you and my mother and anybody who's listening to this the exact same way.
I think that's good.
I can do it for free, or I can charge the fee that
you
is based
everybody.
On the assets that you have.
And
I think that's the way that it ought to be.
Can fiduciaries negotiate? Is that even?
There are some fiduciaries who will negotiate on that rate based on services they provide.
Okay.
We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Right.
And so it's the, here's the service that we provide. We use the fiduciary focus. And so we help people with risk and volatility, making sure fees and expenses are controlled and contained, the taxes both today and tomorrow, because you're on a journey, and making sure that inflation doesn't eat your lunch. You get a real return.
Okay. So this is kind of a related question. Will you consider charging by the hour?
No. And that's a fair question to ask somebody if that's what you need. There are 24 people on the team at the Financial Enhancement Group. I certainly can't do it alone. And when you work on an hourly rate, you're doing it based on what you're doing. And I don't do anything based on me. I do it based on a team that requires a lot of other people.
Sure, right.
The hourly rate would be incomprehensible.
Yeah, I understand. That makes sense, actually. Can you tell me about your conflicts of interest?
Everybody has a natural bias and built-in conflicts of interest. Mine are that we get paid to manage money, and so I would rather the money be here than elsewhere. That can be a conflict. It doesn't mean that it's wrong, but I certainly do have a bias, and that would be the conflict that was there. Other than that, as a fiduciary, I have no bias. My job is to treat your money as if it were mine and we were in the same situation.
Okay, so this is kind of a redundant question. Do you earn fees as an advisor to a private fund or other investments that you may recommend?
No.
No,
you're We charge, everything that we do is, as registered investment advisors, we charge the families that we serve a fee, regardless of where the assets are, for the management part.
Okay. Do you pay referral fees to generate new clients?
No. The when you look at the referral fee, I have partnerships with several accounting firms and accountants.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard me talk about that before. They are part of our business, so that's not a referral fee. It's a partnership interest.
Right. Okay. And I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you focus solely on investment management, or do you also advise on taxes, estates, and retirement?
Yeah, we're tax junkies here. We believe in five critical elements, five areas where people can get into trouble. Your life after work is our version of retirement planning. Then the tax planning that has to be done every year before the end of the year. Third's the investment playbook. That's how your money is managed. Fourth is the things that happen in life, the good, bad, and ugly. And then fifth, of course, is the legacy plan. We incorporate all of that into our planning every year.
Okay. Do you earn fees for referring clients to specialists like estate attorneys or insurance?
No.
I figured not.
We don't take them and we don't pay them.
You don't want them. Okay. What is your investment philosophy?
Yeah. And I think that's a really good question to understand where it is. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money.
Right.
Our vision in terms of the industry is we believe everybody is entitled, should be entitled to a professional fiduciary. And then our mission, how we do that within the industry, is to take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. That means we're not trying to hit home runs. We're trying to get a lot of singles and score runs.
Do you believe in technical analysis or market timing?
Yeah, and this is where I got really frustrated with Jason. Our chartered market technician is Andrew Thrasher. He was one of my students at Purdue.
Yeah.
He's the youngest award winner of the Charles Dow Award in history.
Mm.
Technical analysis was actually here before fundamental.
Mm.
Right? Do I believe in market timing? No, that's silly.
So why does he combine those two?
I don't know. And I actually did respond to him because he said, hey, tell me if you think I missed any. And I've not heard back from him yet.
Huh.
But I would disagree with that. And I would put that more under the philosophy of what is your investment philosophy is where that ought to belong.
Okay.
You know, I do the macroeconomics, the narrative, as we call it. Adam, our CFA, does the fundamental part. And then Andrew does the technical part. All three have to be in line, in my opinion, to make a wise decision.
Okay. Do you believe you can beat the market?
No.
Okay.
It's not even a goal.
All right. I know.
You know, when I'm in the hospital, you know, I think I was in seventh grade and the nurse looked at me and said, Mr. Clark, you're not a very good patient. And I said, ma'am, it's not even a goal. I want out. I would tell you the same thing for trying to beat the market.
That's funny.
We're trying to protect people's resources and I'm much more worried about the tax implications than I am trying to squeeze out another 0.5%.
I love it. Okay. We got to hurry here. How often do you trade?
He put in there, it shouldn't be more than once or twice a year. And I wrote back, I said, Jason, we trade no more than what we have to,
right?
But as often as necessary. Right.
Yeah.
So I had Adam pull our numbers. Right now, the average holding in our portfolio has been there for 2.3 years with the median 0.95 years. And that's because since the Trump election, there was a lot of major changes and we had positions we had held for 3 and 4 years.
Right.
Where we had to make some changes.
Right. Okay. How do you report investment performance?
This is going to have to be the last one, Sherry.
Yeah, I know.
We actually have a statement. When we provide the statement, it shows since you were here. So we bought the technology at the end of 08. We show what your return has been each of the five last years individually. More importantly, we show it collectively over that journey since you've been a family at the Financial Enhancement Group. We do not believe in snapshots. Don't think it's good for people. But Jason, I appreciate you writing the article. You did not in there address business model, which is the one that I told you in my suggestion you should add. I think that is critical. If you don't know the business model, you don't know how they're going to be able to provide the services that they promised to provide us.
Right.
Hey, you can shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break and be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
And I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you along. You know, I told Sherry that we were going to have to be done with Jason's article, but there are three questions that are left that I think are important enough that we're going to have to continue. If you missed the last segment, Jason Zweig writes for the Wall Street Journal. I think he does a good job in a lot of reporting and a lot of information. He wrote an article and said, hey, here's the questions that you should ask your financial advisor. Mm-hmm. If you missed that, I gave the answers on the first segment of today's show. You can always get a replay of that either on iTunes, Consider This with Big Joe Clark, or on our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. So go ahead, Sherry. Three more questions.
Okay, so which professional credentials do you have and what are their requirements?
Yeah, so I'm a board-certified financial planner. That means I had to have education, have more than 3 years of experience, and then pass the board exam to be able to have that. Adam Harder is our CFA, Chartered Financial Analyst, and Andrew Thrasher is our Chartered Market Technician. All three of those, and Don Hodson's an enrolled agent. All four of those require ongoing continuing education that has to be done every year.
Wow.
I happen to be on the board of the Financial Planning Association in Indianapolis, where I just spoke and provided continuing education. Get a kick out of this. I don't get any continuing education.
You don't get any for teaching it.
I thought that was a hoot, but anyhow, we do, you know, that's the answer.
That's funny. After inflation, taxes, and fees, what is a reasonable estimated return on my portfolio over the long haul?
Now, see, this is where I believe this becomes so, so critical. When we talk about the phases of finance, mm-hmm. the accumulation, preservation, and distribution, think about being on a big airplane. And when you get on an airplane, to you as a passenger, there's not a lot that changes over the course of that flight. You hopefully land safely where you want to go, mm-hmm. right? But the pilot and the crew do amazingly different things. And so I realized that people look at their investment statements the same, regardless of what age they are. And folks, that's really a mistake. When we're younger and accumulating money, when we're saving the money and starting to build our net worth, if you will, the two things that matter the most are saving the right percentage of your income. The national average right now is about 3.8%. It mm-hmm. probably needs to be higher than that for you if you're going to have a good retirement. And secondly, those building tax diversification. That means you have some money that is available to you. It's what we call taxable. Mm-hmm. You have some money that is tax-free. That's the Roth. And money that is tax-deferred. You know, you may have in a 401k or other types of IRAs. Preservation is when you get to the 30,000 feet and the plane levels off. That's when you're still saving. But it's also when you're able to get more coffee and do things like that. So at the preservation stage, you're still saving, but what you've already accumulated matters more than what you're adding this year, right?
Right.
It usually happens to people in their 50s and 60s, and not necessarily using the money, but letting it grow.
Right.
The key here is that's the only time an average return really matters. Mm. And what we see in most of the stuff that we do for a balanced type investor,
yep.
that average return tends to be between 6 and 8% over the long haul. That changes when you go to land the plane
right.
or in distribution. In distribution, the two things that matter the most are volatility, the ups and downs of the account, what we would call the drawdown. And the second one is the taxes that you pay on the average dollar that you pull out. To look at your money in an average return, or what Jason called the long haul,
mm-hmm.
In preservation is fine. It is not fine in distribution.
Right.
Volatility matters more, and you have to be very, very careful there. He suggested somewhere between 3 and 4% is
right.
what you should expect.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that in distribution. I think it's underperforming if you're in preservation. Mm-hmm. You know, but just understand those are two very different cycles.
Yeah. Okay. Last question. Who manages your money?
Adam, Andrew, and myself.
So same people.
I'm not allowed. I don't legally I'm allowed. I just ethically don't think that I should be allowed to have my money in places where I don't keep other people's money. So my money is the same place, my in-laws, the same place as my, my mother, the same place as my, you know, my stepfather.
Yeah.
You know, it's the families that we serve, we believe that it is all together, and that's the way that it should be taken care of.
Okay.
Now, the one last thing that I said that Jason didn't put in there is I would always ask the business model before I started working with a company.
Yes. And why?
A business model's not just not how you get paid.
Right.
A business model is how does this work? Why does it matter?
Right.
And
yeah.
And I think it is very critical. People many times have the bestest of intentions.
Right.
Right. And you know, my grandfather taught me years ago, the smallest deed outweighs the grandest intention.
Right.
Right. So
yeah.
When I started in the industry 29 years ago, I had every intention of seeing you every year and providing a family update and doing everything. But the bottom line is, Sherry, I had to feed my family.
Right.
And a new person, because 29 years ago, I sold things.
Right. Yeah.
A new person coming in offered me a lot more income than somebody who was already there.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so once you'd already said yes, you kind of felt, not because I wanted to.
But you had to feed your family.
I had to feed my family.
Sure.
I had the best of intentions. Right.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people out there that are in the same boat. They have the best of intentions, if you will.
Mm.
Well, you know, 29 years later, and then, you know, the Financial Enhancement Group's 20 years old this year. We built the model around the service model. And quite frankly, an existing family, somebody who's already been with us, who's coming in for a family update,
right,
is worth more than the new family coming in. Now, it's always exciting to meet new people.
Sure.
You guys
call off
the radio every week, and whether it's Grant or Aaron or Dean or myself, you know, we love meeting you, sitting down, answering questions. We love watching the family at the Financial Enhancement Group grow. Don't take it that way. We're more than happy to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody who's already been here, the paperwork's already done, right? They're already familiar with what a market carver is.
Right.
They already know why our statements are so different than the rest of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They know that I'm a tax junkie,
mm-hmm.
right? They've been through that process. And as we talked about in the last segment, their fee is the same as the new person's.
Oh,
right. So
the model
is built, you know, so that there's actually a bias toward people who've already been here.
Oh, that's good.
As opposed to the new side.
Yeah.
You know, there was a family last week that wanted to see me. I wanted to see them. One of my widows had an emergency and they're going to come first.
Wow.
And so we had to change the date of the meeting and I apologize for the frustration, but you know, that's what you do for family. And that's really the way it is. I know we've got a couple other questions that came from Investopedia, so just go ahead.
Yep. Okay, so what are the pros and cons of a minor opening a mutual fund account?
Yeah, so forget the mutual fund part. That's a product, right?
We know it's a wrapper. Yeah, we don't do that. Yeah.
Let's think about it as a minor account. So there's a couple different ones that you can use. UPMA, Uniform Minors to Transfer Act, UGMA, Uniform Gift to Minors Act.
What's a minor, though?
A minor is either somebody under 21 or under 18, depends on whether it's stated. And what state that they're in. Over 18, you have to be to legally sign a contract.
Right, that's what I thought.
But every now and then, I will see somebody who opens up an account for a minor and then puts money into it. And
okay.
I will always tell you to have a little bit of caution. You've got to watch out from a tax standpoint of a thing called the kiddie tax on investment income. But the real challenge is at either 18 or 21, they become the legal controllers of that money.
Right.
And you may have wanted to put the money in for them to be able to have a house down payment or to pay for a wedding or pay for college.
Mm.
And they may want to go to Disney World. You know, they may have an idea of a sports car as opposed to the ideas that you had intended with the money. So you've got to be careful. I tend to, and I just did this last week, we opened up an account. The parent was concerned about the in-law, in other words, the one that's married to her child.
Yes.
And as a result, we left it in mom's name and put it a thing called TOD, which just stands for transferable upon death.
Yeah.
That way, if mom wants to give him money or her money, she can. At the same time, the assets are protected in case there were to be a marital challenge.
Mm.
Hey, we got to take a break. You're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Contos. Shoot me an email. Consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week, we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
Happy to have you back along. I know what I want to do on what I call my free days. You know, so the life of an entrepreneur, and if you're a business owner listening to this, that you probably qualify, but the life of an entrepreneur is almost always filled with some thought of the baby of the business, especially if you build it.
Yes.
I was fortunate enough to be a co-founder of the Financial Enhancement Group, and so it has been my love and my dream. And, you know, I joined a coaching program called Strategic Coach, which is based in Toronto, by the way. I go to Chicago for it.
Yeah.
It's a 3-year program.
Uh-huh.
This is my 17th year. Some may
Wait
say
a minute, 17th year in the program.
Yeah, I'm a flunky apparently.
Oh.
I always learn so much from the other entrepreneurs that are there and the coaching and the thought process. And I'm just so appreciative of what it has taught me and what it has done. But my point of all of this is it taught me a time system of where I have days that are very, very focused, like the days I do the radio and the days that I'm doing strategic planning with the families we serve or somebody on my team. There are buffer days where I have messes that I have to clean up, things that only I can do as the managing partner and, you know, those kind of things. And then there's free days where I don't have any contact at all with what's going on in the business. And my definition of a good free day is when I do something new, meet somebody new, or see something. I love to travel, you know, museums, things like that. So what's the point, Joe? Well, one of those things on a free day is to do stuff that is maybe repetitive, but with friends and family where you're ingraining that memory. Right. I will never forget growing up at this little lake cottage on Grassy Creek Channel. We were there every Memorial Day, every Labor Day with 25 or 30 cousins in a place that had no hot water heater.
Yeah.
And you took showers in the lake.
Yeah.
It's where I proposed to my wife.
Aww.
And I will always adore those memories.
Mm-hmm.
So what does this have to do with money? Well, it has to do in our industry. You'll hear a lot of people talk about estate planning.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Financial Enhancement Group, what you're going to hear us talk about is legacy planning. Because legacy to me is a lot more than just money. You know, I have families who come to me who have lots of wealth. And I have families who come to me who are trying to figure out how to make retirement work.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much everywhere in between, right?
Right.
And not all of them have a taxable estate. Some do. Some have more than $10 million that we help. But not everybody has a taxable estate. They still have a legacy to pass on. Whether it is stories of Uncle Johnny in World War II, whether it is, you know, why we started the company business and how it got sold, mm-hmm. whether it's why half your family all went into teaching, you know, whatever the story is, that is part of your legacy.
Right.
So my coach, a strategic coach, Lee Brower, came up with a Brower quadrant, and here's how he teaches people estate planning via the concept of a legacy. And I agree with it so much, but you know, that we all have our core values and beliefs. Now, you know, Sherry, you and I have talked about it. We're dramatically different in terms of some of our beliefs that we carry and hold that our parents did.
Right.
We outgrew it, mm-hmm. or we adapted. Doesn't happen in every family. That's a different thing.
Right.
And we're allowed to do that, but that
right.
still doesn't mean that we don't have those memories that we etched, you in Canada, mm-hmm. me at the lake place.
Right.
That we need to make sure that we keep in mind what those core values are. We have talents that we were all given. I, for some reason or another, understand the world of finance. Mm-hmm. You know, one of my unique abilities is taking very complex financial things and breaking them down in a simple way so that hopefully you have the ability to understand it.
Hopefully.
I don't care who you are listening to the show. I don't care what it is you think you did as a profession. God gave you a unique ability and a talent that you thrive at. And, I was talking to a young man, you know, I got in the coaching program 17 years ago. And mm-hmm. I'm 50 now. Right. So, I'm talking to one of these guys that's only been in for 4 years and he is just having a heck of a time.
Aww.
Because things keep breaking at his house,
uh-huh.
and his wife expects him to be able to fix it. And he expects himself to be able to fix it because his new bride expects him to be able to fix it.
That's
right?
Not in his
because
will.
Her dad could fix anything.
Oh, wow.
Right. So
that's tough.
You know, and this is why we get together. It's why you share these stories.
Yeah,
you know,
my
father-in-law, Ed Burt, mechanical engineer, can fix anything and will do anything for anyone, whether it's the church or Barb and I. And it took Barb and I probably a year for her to understand I can fix anything.
With a phone book,
right? God did not equip me with that talent, but sharing those stories, this part of a legacy that you really want to share and pass down. So the financial part of it obviously is gaining assets. And then you have the documenting part, and the documenting part in my mind is critical. So many people, when they hear the word estate planning, think it's a check off item. You check it off and it's done. It's 2017. If you knew the number of trusts that I see that were written without a two in front of them, it would baffle you, right? So people did them. The earliest one I've seen here this year, I think, was 1983.
Wow.
I can't tell you the number of tax code changes.
I can't tell
you the number of life changes, right? I've seen them with beneficiaries where the beneficiary is no longer alive. It's something that needs to be done. So our process in here, we cover what we call the five critical elements in every time we sit down and do a family update. And we start off with that financial vision. And if you're not one of our families, or if you're trying to do this on your own, it's fine. But just pay attention to these categories. First, you want a written, stated financial vision. For us, that's a couple sentences long. It's not quantitative. It doesn't have a number. It has with here's who I am and here's what it is that I'm trying to accomplish, right? And then there's five areas where we feel your retirement and your financial side can really go awry, right? Your life after work, which some people would call retirement. We don't really see that happen. Most people don't watch grass grow. They find something to do,
right,
either for compensation or for volunteer work. Second is tax planning. Remember, it's got to be done every year. The third is the investment playbook. We do have to pay attention to a changing economy and market. Fourth are the things that are odd, that are good, bad, and ugly, but are usually one-offs in our life. But that last is that legacy planning. And every 3 years, we believe documents need to be reviewed and updated. So we do a tertiary, a courtesy review every year to make sure all the beneficiaries are alive, all the people are still there, no new grandkids, no new assets, no new inheritance, stuff that needs to be jiggled or joggled around. But every 3 years, we try to restate the documents. That's just part of our process and something we think you need to consider. Please don't have a 10-year-old trust and think it works. Tax codes have changed in many, many fashions. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. Have a great week. We will see you again soon.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.